I'd like to begin my remarks today by providing just a few details about this graduating class. This is the largest winter graduation in our history. As we continue on our steady upward course as a university, we see the number of graduates grow each semester. This semester, a total of 1,544 students are receiving diplomas, 956 women and 588 men. Amongst this group of graduates, 1,223 students are receiving bachelor's degrees, and 344 students are receiving associate's degrees. 653 of the graduates have served full-time missions. They represent nearly 42% of those receiving bachelor's degrees. There are 822 graduates who are married, comprising 53% of the graduating class. Among those married students, 53 couples are graduating together. I invite the audience to give all of our graduates a round of applause. I would now like to take this opportunity to speak to the graduates for a moment. I first want to just tell you that I love you very much, and I am grateful for this opportunity to serve with you and to work with you and to have gotten to know you. We pray the Lord's blessings on you. I know this is a day that you've looked forward to with anticipation and excitement for a long time. I hope each of you has a genuine sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. At this long-awaited and very important rite of passage in your life, Sister Clark and I extend to you our congratulations and our love. Today I want to leave you with two principles to help you in the days ahead. Principle number one, keep the world out of your heart and the spirit in it. Never, ever let the things of the world get into your heart. Never set your heart on things, on money or houses or cars or snowmobiles or four-wheelers or jewelry or clothes or anything else of the world. Don't let pleasure or thrills or career or position or power or the honors of men get into your heart. They can get there very easily if you're not careful. Set your heart on the Lord and His kingdom, on your family and the things of eternity. Open your heart to the Spirit of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, you will need all the gifts and power of heaven, the healing and redeeming power of the atonement of Jesus Christ that come to you through the ministry of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit is so important in your lives. Keep it with you. Don't do anything or wear anything or say anything or read anything or listen to anything or watch anything or go anywhere that would drive the Spirit away. Keep the Spirit in your heart. Principle number two, serve the Lord. You'll have many opportunities to serve the Lord in your life. Here's my advice. Always accept and always magnify callings in the church. No matter what your bishop or your branch president calls you to do, accept and magnify. When the call goes out to help with something in your ward, be the first one to stand up and say, "Here am I, send me." And when the promptings of the Spirit come, sending you on the Lord's errand of service, act on those promptings quickly, as soon as you can. This is your personal ministry. It comes from the Lord. The person who needs you may be right down the hall in your own home. It may be someone across the world. It may be a nephew or a neighbor. It may be a lost soul you do not know. Whoever it may be, when the impressions come, go. That is my counsel. It is the counsel you have heard so many times before. Be a good boy. Be a good girl. And go. Go where the Lord wants you to go. Do what He wants you to do. Be what He wants you to be. My dear brothers and sisters, I leave you with my love and my witness. I know that God lives. He is our Heavenly Father. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is our Savior and Redeemer. This is His church. This is His work. This is His kingdom, restored to the earth through the prophet Joseph Smith. President Thomas S. Monson today walks where Joseph walked. He is the prophet of God on the earth. You have a marvelous destiny and a great work to do in His kingdom. I pray the Lord's choicest blessings on you and your families this day and always. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.